you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I will find the answer.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
With the world so set on tearing itself apart, it doesn't seem like such a bad thing to me to want to put a little bit of it back together.
You all know why I'm here.
3, 2, 1, welcome. Welcome to episode 7 of Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. On episodes 6, 7, 8, and 9, we are taking a look at the four councils or voting segments of the U.S. Soccer General Council. On this episode, we look at the Adult Council. The Adult Council is comprised of what U.S. Soccer classifies as adult amateur organizations. Some of these include the U.S. Adult Soccer Association, state associations, amateur leagues, and other adult soccer organizations. The Adult Council gets about 25% of the overall vote in the General Council, but there is not a single entity that controls the entire council like the way MLS controls the Pro Council. Clubs that feature adult teams in these amateur organizations and leagues do not get a direct vote in the U.S. Soccer Adult Council. Also, the Adult Council doesn't include U.S. Soccer referees. Unfortunately, referees are not officially represented within any of the four councils. The Adult Council features leagues representing all 50 states and thousands of adult teams, and yet due to our U.S. soccer system, these organizations are under-resourced, limited in opportunity, and thus vulnerable to predatory attacks from MLS and the USL. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more in episodes 8 and 9. You can learn more at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.